And several new studies, including one in The Lancet, support Dr. Novak's position that masks can help prevent COVID-19 transmission in most situations. But doctors say it's important that parents understand that the recommendation is only for adults and children over the age of two. Let's find out more about that and a rumor going around about adults and masks from Dr. Robert Glatter, emergency physician at Lenox Hill Hospital in New York. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Well, let's first dispel a myth. There was a video circulating that claimed adults wearing masks could suffer from something called hypercarbia. What is that, and is that true?
Well, I want to dispel that myth first and foremost. Hypercarbia is when you have elevated levels of carbon dioxide in your bloodstream, and that makes you really sleepy. And that can lead to the effect on the brain of you stopping breathing, and that can be fatal. So first of all, wearing a mask, a regular standard cloth mask, or even a surgical mask, or even an N95, would not preclude the movement of tiny carbon dioxide molecules.
So you're dispelling that myth, but sort of in the somewhat the same category, a lot of people are thinking about going back to working out, maybe going back to a gym. Those gyms might have to require masks. So what do you say to people who think that they will get sick if they have a mask on or feel like they're not getting enough oxygen when they're working out? You've already said you're not getting hypercarbia, but what are they feeling?
Well, I think there's a feeling that your breathing is somehow impaired or inhibited when you're wearing the mask itself. But it's important to realize that you're breathing in oxygen and you're expelling carbon dioxide actually is functioning normally, even though you may feel that it's not. So I want to just remind everyone who runs, everyone who works out, that it is safe to wear a mask.
So talk about infants and toddlers. You say not under the age of two. Why?
Infants, 4 to 5 months of age, these are really the at-risk group. They are obligate nasal breathers, which means that they breathe primarily through their noses. They don't open their mouths to breathe. Because of this, if they get a stuffy nose, they have this tight-fitting mask on, they can't recognize and won't be able to really breathe through their mouths. As a result, they can actually become hypoxic and hypercarbic. That means low oxygen in the blood, and hypercarbia means high carbon dioxide levels in the blood, which are toxic. And that ties into SIDS, or sudden infant death syndrome, in some sense, because what happens in those cases is that when children sleep on soft bedding, or if they, for example, have lots of covering, that could impair their breathing, and that could lead to accumulation of carbon dioxide because of airway collapse and also mechanics such as the bedding itself. So this mask issue is similar to SIDS and what we've been trying to emphasize.
Yeah. Of course, infants spit up and grab and pull at things. So when you're not looking, suddenly that mask could be, I don't know, around their neck. I'm wondering, you know, if that's an issue too.
Absolutely. You know, when you have these loops, it could form a seal basically over the mouth, the lips, and the nose, and even around the neck. We have to be so careful. And really, these are things which we can proactively do to prevent young children from needlessly dying.
Well, and so no masks for infants, toddlers under two. Is there anything else caregivers can do when they're in a grocery store or, let's say, on a public bus to keep their kids safe? Now, we know that masks are mainly for keeping the transmission out from the person who's wearing it, but people do feel that there's, it at least mitigates to wear a mask. So is there anything else people can do?
If you have a stroller, you can turn the carrier that's within a stroller or turn the stroller in a position where, as you go forward, they're not facing people in front of them. The other possibility is to cover a stroller in order to prevent any potential particles or any kind of exposure. And also washing your hands. We can't forget about that.
What about face shields in little kids?
I would err on the side of caution and really avoid the face shield. There's still potential for accumulation of CO2 and for the lack of airflow. So I think children are really not adept and adaptable to these environmental situations.
And again, this hazard, you know, the carbon dioxide buildup and everything else is because these little people have smaller airways.
That's right. I think you bring up a great point. The airway diameter itself is smaller and air exchange is not as efficient. And because of that, carbon dioxide becomes a problem and the problem in infants and young children, where it is not in adults.
Dr. Robert Glatter, emergency physician at Lenox Hill Hospital in New York. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you again.